It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
That massive Powerball jackpot has gotten lots of attention in recent days. It certainly has a lot of people talking. But one financial advisor has a list of five stocks he says are better than playing the lottery.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Jamie Cox is managing partner at Harris Financial Group in Richmond, Virginia. He has created a checklist of five stocks you should consider. So Jamie joins us now. Jamie, let's run down this list. What's the first stock that catches your eye these days?
Well, first of all, let's talk about AT&T. I think the theme for 2016 will largely be dividend stocks, or stocks that pay, you know, higher than average dividends, and those that can grow those dividends, one of which is AT&T. The dividend yield is over 5%. Everybody knows this telephone company, but I think for investors for 2016, this is the year where a lot of the pain has been taken by AT&T in discontinuing a lot of its contracts for consumers and not subsidizing so heavily those phones. So the free cash flow to investors is going to be quite high. So that's an area where I think a lot of investors can make, you know, a good dividend payment and potentially a little bit of capital appreciation as the year moves on.
What's also on your checklist?
Microsoft. This is one of those stocks that, you know, you can either become a billionaire by, you know, winning the lottery, or you can become a billionaire by creating a great company. And this is a great example. Bill Gates became one of the richest men in the world by investing in this company, and he remains one of the largest shareholders. This is a company that has the enterprise systems market completely locked up. In addition, Microsoft has introduced a lot of subscription-based components to its software, so it's been able to cut down on privacy and also increase the subscription revenue. Adobe did this a couple of years ago. It turned out very well. The Office 365 product has been very, very popular. In addition, Microsoft has looked at what Amazon has done with the Amazon Web Services and has rolled out its own version called Azure. And that part of Microsoft is actually growing at over 100% annually. So that's a part of Microsoft that's quite exciting right now. In addition, as a shareholder, you can look at Microsoft bringing somewhere around $2.75 to maybe $2.33 in that range of earnings per quarter. If you put a normal multiple on that stock, you should look at $65, $66 pretty easily. Plus, you get a nice 2.3% or 2.8% dividend to weight. That is a fantastic company and represents a lot better value than trying to match six numbers. That's difficult to do, but buying Microsoft is a much better play.
Also on your list, I understand, Berkshire Hathaway. So we go from Bill Gates to Warren Buffett.
That's right. The theme of my list is if you win it, you need to invest like a billionaire. But nevertheless, since most people don't tend to win lotteries, you should follow the tenets and investment strategies of those who are. Berkshire Hathaway had one of its worst years in 2015. Both energy prices and some other, you know, parts of the economy really weighed heavily on the stocks that were inside of the Berkshire portfolio. And as a consequence, the shares are very, very, very beaten up. So I think this is one of those times when you can invest alongside one of the most heralded and one of the smartest investors of all time in Berkshire Hathaway. And you don't get much of a yield, but you certainly get a lot of very high-quality companies and the leadership that Warren Buffett provides. And if you just pay attention to what Warren does, the way he invests, taking into consideration the long-term view of owning stocks, not for minutes or months, but for decades. And he basically has the philosophy that he wouldn't own a single share of a corporation unless he's willing to own the whole thing, and he does that quite frequently. He's done it with railroads and recently with Precision Castparts. So if you take those type of investment strategies, and you can benefit from them by owning Berkshire Hathaway.
What else do you have on your list?
Well, the other stock that people are sort of worried about at the moment is Apple. And Apple's going through sort of a product cycle change where they have sort of increased and decreased the size of their devices to the point where there are so many iterations of sizes of iPhones and iPads that a lot of people are worried that the next phase of Apple could be a sort of a flat situation. But I think what people are forgetting is that Apple has introduced itself into payment systems. They have an enormous opportunity with the App Store, and the ecosystem that Apple has created, I think, has a lot more sustaining ability to grow that company, even if the devices sort of level off. In addition, Apple has a lot of cash to bring to bear to innovate with either cars or televisions or whatever they choose to do, but also pay a really healthy dividend. So I think that at the moment, Apple's share price is under pressure, and at some point that will settle out. But as far as ownership of a company, I think people should pay close attention and consider Apple a long-term hold as opposed to worrying about its short-term price depreciation, and collect the dividend and let the prices come back to you.
And finally, but not last, I'm assuming, is Amazon. That's also on your checklist here.
Amazon has changed the way consumers shop. They have done nothing except make shopping convenient, make it easy, and have reduced the time in many, many locations to a couple of hours with most items with the Amazon Prime Now. That is an amazing, you know, feat. They have basically taken technology to understand consumer preferences. They've used technology to create an efficient process for consumers to shop. And over the holiday season, online sales, just dwarfed everything else. I mean, if you look at Amazon's numbers versus, you know, what will probably be reported by Macy's, you're looking at a completely different mindset. So I think that that's one part of Amazon that cannot be overlooked. In addition, that Amazon Web Services, which I mentioned earlier with Microsoft, that is a huge growth driver for Amazon. And I think that investors have looked at Amazon over the years and said this company is, you know, perennially unprofitable, et cetera, but the investments that they've made are going to pay off for decades. And the Amazon of 10 years ago is definitely – the evolution now is greatly understated, and I think that as an investor, you want to look out and see the company that's going to be here 20 years from now in this space. It's going to be Amazon. So you want to own this stock for a very, very long time. And even though it's maybe a little expensive on a relative basis, it won't be expensive if you look at it 10 years or 15 or 20 down the road, because this is one of those companies that will be here at that point.
And just disclosure here, do you or your firm own shares in any of these companies we just discussed?
Microsoft and AT&T.
Okay. He's Jamie Cox, the managing partner at Harris Financial Group, joining us from Richmond, Virginia. Jamie, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Continue the conversation on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts or email podcasts@dowjones.com. Thank you for listening, and tell a friend about us.